Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Nobody will like the show. I'm Fred Penny, your host. Welcome, everybody. Don't you just hate people that are negative in your life? I just seem like I run into people that are like all the time saying, oh, you'll never make it. I had that this week, and I just thought I'd let everybody know my Eeyore impression. Oh, well, Radio Law Talk, welcome. Maybe people will like us. Hey, Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, and appreciate you having me here, my co-host. I'm Frederick Penny. With Cal Hunter, our producer. That was just an off-the-wall thing, 855 Law Radio. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. Seek local counsel. We are going to have a great time. This is I'm going to say it's going to be one of the more interesting radio law talks we've ever done. Not the most interesting, because Durst, by far, was the most interesting one, and we're going to talk in detail about Mr. Durst, what's going on there. But it's the 12th of June, 2021. And I tell you what, we're going to talk about one thing. Usually, you know, we have case or no case. Believe it or not, ready for this? And I want you to picture this. Because, you know, we're on radio and we can't show video. I want you to picture this in your mind. So sit back and relax and picture this. Picture a lady on her little scooter. And it's those little scooters for the disabled, you know, they cruise around. And or someone that has a disability of some sort. And a low-speed chase by a police officer, sirens blaring, and the lights going to pull her over as she's doing 9 miles an hour, then arresting her for a number of reasons. And we're going to talk about this and what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not about, oh, she goes to court and everything's... No, it goes to the appellate court. It goes to the appellate court. You know, it's not like this is takes. Okay, come on. It is the most interesting, I'd say, odd case I've dealt with in many, many years. We're going to talk about the low speed scooter case, and that's a very interesting one. We're going to talk about a frustrated judge, and we're going to kind of get in and as attorneys, Todd and I and Denise, and talk a little bit about what it's like sometimes to hang out with judges and believe it, they're human too, and we all know that, duh, but they do make mistakes, and or they do have times that they're pushed to the edge, and they jump on us as attorneys, and there's been times attorneys have snapped back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fun behind the scenes on stuff like that. Avenatti, he's in the news again. We're going to talk about Robert Durst. You know what? Cal, what I want you to do, and we've got plenty of time because we're going to do a case or no case first.
Okay.
But make sure you have the Robert Durst spot prepared this afternoon. I mean, I'd say probably what within the next half hour we're going to talk about it, or maybe 45 minutes, where he talks to himself in the bathroom. So just be prepared for later. But we really love being here. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And we have a couple of new affiliates, and I'm going to look them up. While Denise and Todd just say something really quick.
Something really quick.
Yeah, really quick.
How about profound?
Okay, so what one-word responses to Fred's stretch time.
No, it's not stretch time. I just want to look up.
So that he can look something up and not have to try to talk.
No,
How you doing today, Denise?
I'm great. I had a very tough week, but it was rewarding.
Well, that's outstanding. Outstanding.
All right, here we are. KBFS Belfort, right? South Dakota. It is near Sturgis, South Dakota. Which, those of you who don't know, that's where they have the once-a-year big Harley motorcycle party or event, right?
where we're going to do Radio Law Talk next week.
I'm
going to
say the complete opposite of the one that's in Nevada, right? What's the big thing in Nevada? I think that's kind of the opposite type of party.
The Burning Man?
I like the Burning Man and the Sturgis event to coincide.
What about the Alfalfa Festival at the Amargosa Valley?
That's true, too. I think there's more than alfalfa out there.
I believe it's pronounced Belfouche.
Belfouche, that's what I was going to ask you. Belfouche, South Dakota. And then we've got KYDT, Pine Haven, Wyoming, 103.1 FM. And again, KBFS in South Dakota is 1450 AM. So KYDT, Pine Haven, Wyoming, 103.1 FM.
I wonder if there's a KBFF out there. K, Best Friends Forever.
Oh, BFF. That would be
a nice little call letters to have.
Yes, especially in the era of social media.
Absolutely.
If you want to join us on social media, you can go to our Twitter account at Radio Law Talk. We've got an Instagram account. You just type in Radio Law Talk in any of this stuff. We're all over the place. Facebook, whatever you want. And join us. Comment. If you want to comment, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com and 855-LAW-RADIO to call in. That's 855-529-7234. Cal, you know, before we get into the case or no case, in fact, tell me about your day. How you been? I haven't talked. Our producer, Cal Hunter, is a 3-time Emmy Award nominee but never a winner.
Never a winner,
but
yeah.
We're trying to figure out a way to make his life a little bit better by, maybe winning a radio program.
Well, my life is perfect. I have not won a Marconi Award. I have not won any of those kinds of awards. But my wife was kind to me this week. And actually, I made one classic marriage error today. I went outside, got home from work yesterday, and I said, hey, when's dinner going to be ready?
Ooh.
But the problem is I did it while she was mowing the lawn.
No. While you're in your lounge chair, right? I saw a movie last night, and I'm trying to think of what it was called. It was with Gardner. What's his name?
James Gardner.
James Gardner and Sally Field. And it's about Sally Field going and getting a divorce and bringing her son out to this Southern California desert ranch. And it was the corniest, most B movie I've ever seen in my life. My wife made me watch it because she likes those type of movies. And actually, it was
quite Hallmark.
No, I'm going to say a step below. And funny, it had two well-known actors and actress, well-known actor and actress. But it was kind of cute. You know what I do miss, Cal? And you brought that up. I kind of miss the days of the simple movies, right? They're, the corny thing. Oh, my gosh, James Gardner happened to show up at the same time Sally Field showed up, and they're both single at the drugstore. Oh, they happened to show up at the movie theater at the same time. Hey, what are you doing here? Oh, and they happened to show everywhere they happened to show up together at the same time.
Then you should watch the Hallmark movies, because that's exactly what happens there.
Yeah,
it's almost predictable, but that's why it's so enjoyable, to be honest.
You know what? It's one of those things that just brings you back to nostalgic times and simple. You know, now they're just so high tech. They got to keep you going all the time. You got to stay focused because everybody, they're used to their iPhones and everything happening fast now.
One effect every 2 seconds, though.
Yeah. So was this what Murphy's Romance?
Yes, that's it. Murphy's Romance.
So Murphy, this B movie that you're describing.
Yes,
Murphy's Romance. That
nominated.
James Garner was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor.
Exactly.
Best Choreography nominee.
That was 1980 what? What, 1981?
1986.
86.
It just goes to show you, even great, even bad movies can be saved by great actors.
No, Cal, that tells you 1986 what the movies were like.
It was a dry period for movies.
No, I'm telling you, but it was the most predictable. Wow. But it was a great, relaxing flick that made you happy,
The Fred Penny critique. We saw this cheesy movie about dinosaurs, Jurassic something, I don't know. By Steve Spielberg, I don't know what his name was.
Well, I got one more thing to tell you after the break, and then we're going to go into case or no case.
All right, we hope you'll stay tuned because we do have more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on many of your favorite radio stations and, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com where we stream live and where our podcasts are. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com. That's S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is this real life? Not really.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
You know, you're getting old when you realize that you were going to say something else after the end of the break, and I don't remember what it is, so it must not have been important. But Everybody's here for one reason, Cal. You know that, and that's the reason is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! All right, you're free to play along at home and in your car, but remember, no wagering. Just a rule of thumb here. Matthew's dad, Glenn, was a famous football coach. He worked in a huge stadium, one of the largest in the land. The time came for all of the seats in the stadium to be replaced because they're out in the weather all the time, you know. And Matt got an idea. He prepared a bid to buy all of the old seats in the stadium so he would cut them up or break them up and sell them as souvenirs. Matt's dad, Glenn, did not like that plan. So Matt went to an attorney and said, hey, my dad is blocking this enterprise, and isn't it up to the school administration and not my dad whether I can do this? I want to know if this is a case or no case. Fred, you get to start today.
Wow, you're going to have me start on
this. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
So let's see. So Alabama wanted to cut up the Alabama's coach's son. Did I say Alabama?
You're Denising.
Oh. Well, I was thinking maybe it was Alabama. What's the coach? Saban, right? Coach Saban. Maybe it was his son.
Is his name Glenn?
No, Coach Saban. Don't forget, he's changing names. Cal is.
Oh, that's
so the answer is, can an individual go in there and work specifically with a school to sell memorabilia from the old seats? The answer is yes, they do. And they do that all the time, by the way, Cal. That is not unusual.
I know, yeah.
But what does it have to do with the dad and the son? That is a case, and the son, I'm going to say it's a case because I would normally say this is bizarre and stupid, but you know what? You gave us so little detail and made it sound like it's just some made-up case, but it's not. It's a real case because the dad probably stopped it, and the son decided to sue. Hired a lawyer. What did you say? Did you say hired a lawyer or sued?
Well, I said he went to a lawyer. And asked the lawyer if it was case or no case.
Oh, well, that's what happens. Well, I think this is a real case, and the son loses.
All right. By the way, all of our setups are short this week. I'm trying to find a happy medium. Mr. Kunin, what say you?
Well, I tried to find a happy medium, but she still wanted to charge me to read my poem. Okay. So, question here.
Sorry, I'm glad you said poem.
How old is what's his name? Matt. How old's the
son? He's an adult.
He's an adult.
Yeah, and he works for the same school as his father.
Okay. And what specifically did his father do other than say, "I don't think that's a good idea"?
He said, it could be a conflict of interest. You're my son. I'm not sure this is a wise approach. People might think you're profiting because you're my child.
Okay. Well, so I think that if that's all that dad did, it didn't act as a prohibition on the activity. He just offered his... I mean, the kid did go to the dad and say, what do you think? And dad says, I don't think so. So I think that because he solicited dad's opinion, dad gave the opinion... Kid didn't like it, but hey, you asked. I don't think it's a ripe controversy yet. The school board certainly hasn't stepped in to prevent him from doing what he wanted to do at this point, per the facts given. So I'm going to say this is a scenario, but no case.
All right, fair enough. Ms. Dirks, what say you in the matter between Matt and Glenn, father and son?
So Matt could sue Glenn for interference with prospective business advantage. That is a cause of action.
Mm-hmm.
And he could get damages, but he'd have to show that he actually had the contract and that his father somehow interfered and stopped him from having that contract and that the damages are more than speculative.
Oh, so you're saying Matt would have had to have the deal signed first and then dad would have had to step in later. Is that
correct?
What you're suggesting?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Because of all of that, if... This is like exactly the kind of scenario that Cal would come up with. And unfortunately, I have to agree with Todd.
Yes.
No case.
Okay. Now, here's the point. I will give each of you one extra point if you can name either the school or the coach. I'm going to give you one shot at it. Fred, you said yours was
Saban, Alabama.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what do you think?
You know, I'm going to go with Fred, Saban, Alabama.
Okay.
I think that's enough.
What do you
say? I don't know. I'm guessing Auburn.
Okay, not Oregon.
I knew Oregon wouldn't be involved in something like that.
Oh,
no way.
Oregon duck girl.
But she throws the other Alabama school under the bus.
Yep.
All right. For those of you who said this is a case, that would be Mr. Fred Penny. All I can say to that is, well, congratulations.
Yeah!
Okay, let me tell you, before you go on, Cal, I pegged it because of I knew Cal was making it sound like, oh, this is just so stupid. That is why it's the case.
Well, let's move forward here then.
Yes.
Matthew decided to file his action in federal court.
Yes.
Where the judge said, this is a stupid lawsuit. Case dismissed. Matthew.
I love winning.
Matthew Schembechler against father, Michigan athletic director, who was part of the administration, and head coach Glenn Edward Bo Schembechler.
Ooh.
So that's it. That's case or no case. And Fred,
Cal,
congratulations.
That one was great, Cal. Thank you. That was awesome.
You know what's interesting about that is unlike other football teams, and I'm not saying that other football teams don't do this, but Michigan prides itself, and this really got going before Schembechler and then when he was the coach, on the athletes becoming what they termed a Michigan man.
Right.
And it was all about dealing with integrity and being above reproach and just being fairly. And this case here, I mean, you could see Bo Schembechler's idea as being a Michigan man, why he thought that might be a conflict of interest, and so he stays away for it.
Right.
And then I think that anybody looking at it would say the filing of the lawsuit against Dad would be the antithesis of being a Michigan man.
Yep.
So just
isn't
really
that
unique.
Crazy? What a great case. I wonder how long ago that was. It was a while ago.
It was in the 1980s. Schembechler was deceased.
Yeah.
Next hour, I'm going to take you on Case or No Case to the great state of New Jersey.
Nice. Yeah. So we'll see you guys. Hang on. Keep your seatbelts on. Yeah. We got more Radio Law Talk. Cal, take us out.
All right. Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station. Remember, we're live also on RadioLawTalk.com every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific. Now this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218. Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now. Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Three mass shootings since last night across the U.S. At least 13 people hurt in a shooting this morning in downtown Austin, Texas. Two of them in critical condition. 10 people shot in Chicago this morning on the south side in Chatham. One dead, 9 hurt. In Savannah, Georgia last night, 9 people shot, 1 killed. A 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those hurt. They're expected to survive. New voting laws across the country will be reviewed by the Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising yesterday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination.
We will use all existing provisions of the Voting Rights Act, the National Voter Registration Act, the Help America Vote Act and the Uniform and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act to ensure that we protect every qualified American seeking to participate in our democracy.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
I'm Jennifer Grace Guyman, okay? I'm Jennifer Grace Guyman from Oregon. All right, ready for this? I'm cruising in my little old scooter to go to the Walmart.
Dispatch is 504. I got a woman on a scooter traveling at a low rate of speed, not wearing a helmet, lights and sirens blaring. She's not pulling over. Roger, 514. Can you please tell me what was the nature of the offense? Well, she was riding a scooter out of the Walmart, not wearing a not wearing a helmet, kind of going along there. She's not pulling over. Clear safety risk. Might need to go taser.
What are all those cop cars? What are they following?
Bystanders standing around. They're starting to make a scene here. I'm going to go
ahead. I don't understand.
I'm going to do a pit maneuver, maybe take her wheels out from underneath her.
Oh, my gosh. She's crossing the Chetco River now.
All right. We got her down. We might have to go hands-on custody here.
We're hitting 9 miles an hour.
Ma'am, listen. You have to wear a helmet. If you're going to be on the scooter, you have to wear a helmet.
I was going 9 miles an hour to Walmart.
Yeah, this isn't Ronnie.
My kitty has no food.
This isn't a Ronnie Montrose song. Bad motor scooter. You gotta get going here.
Oh my gosh, they're arresting her.
Oh no,
they're putting her poor little feeble arms into
handcuffs.
We've got chopper coverage. This is worse than.
And they're calling a tow truck for the scooter.
This is worse than the OJ slow speed chase. I think Al Cowings is involved. Maybe he was driving the scooter.
This is an actual scenario that it occurred in
right
Oregon.
Up until the Al Cowlings part.
Yeah, Brookings, Oregon. I believe it was Brookings, Oregon, where a lady by the name of Jennifer Grace Guyman was cruising in her little disabled scooter, probably 7 to 9 miles per hour, and the officers noticed that she was, number one, riding on the sidewalk, and number two, she was not wearing a helmet. As per the code, she has to wear a helmet. A little bit rough this week. We've had only one ticket we had to give. What else we got going on today? Ooh, look at there's.
We're under quota. We better go act on this.
There's Miss Guyman.
Oh wait, there's no quotas. Okay, whatever.
And so anyway, they pull her over and they say, "Look, you got to wear your helmet. You've got to get off the sidewalk." And she's disabled. I don't want to go through all her disabilities. And she basically looks at them and drives off. Just
that a girl.
I'm heading home, and she's on her way home, and they follow her with a quote high speed or low speed chase, and they actually put that in the complaint. They arrest her.
They have lights going on.
Lights, sirens.
Sirens going on.
And can you see it? Nothing going on today, but the, let's see, we're just going to do the donkey races and we're going to do the, cattle drive. But, oh no, we got Miss Guyman, being chased by the police. They arrest her. Here's the thing that's the scary part. What's weird? Go ahead, Denise, but.
They way overcharged her.
Right. But it's not just overcharged. You think, okay, this ended at the court said, come on. No, this went all the way to the appeals court. So tell us what happened, Denise. It was kind of how far did they go? Why did they go too far?
Well, they arrested her not only for not wearing a helmet, but they arrested her for attempting to elude or flee the police. Okay.
Picture the scooter.
Hey, that's a gateway crime. I mean, it starts out trying to elude the police on your scooter. Next thing you know, somebody's selling crack. Okay.
And so, what's unusual about this case is that the appellate court literally granted the acquittal sua sponte, which means of their own accord, they just absolutely said, we're dismissing this. She's acquitted. Yeah. She's off.
Because usually, tell me what, Denise, it goes back
usually
down to the lower court.
Exactly. Usually they put it down to the lower court and they give the lower court another chance. But here they said, hey, this was a scooter. It's not even a motorized vehicle. It doesn't qualify for fleeing. It doesn't qualify for eluding.
I like the judge's comments on not just this offense, but the entire system of prosecution. Because, it's a little bit of a longer quote, but I think it's very telling where the court said, here, the gravity of the error and the ends of justice move us to exercise our discretion to correct the error. The actions of the state in this case, from the police officer's decision to pursue the defendant in a low-speed chase for the $25 specific fine traffic violation of not wearing a helmet, to the prosecutor's decision to pursue a felony charge under these circumstances, all the way to the attorney general's office's decision to defend those decisions on appeal should not be ignored. The state, the government.
Read between the lines.
The government, from the cop all the way to the attorneys arguing on appeal, this court says, you guys are just all wet.
You know, I have run this through the actual legalese translator here, and what the judge said was this. Can you guys just lighten up for a minute, please?
I think it was more than the word lighten. I think the appellate judges are, you know what happened. They get that in their chambers, and they're like, and it's just this. This is exactly what happened. All right, you got the case of the Oregon scooter case. Yeah, let's. Oh, okay, it's the Guyman case. All right, let's all read it. All right, everybody read it? Any comments? No, just play this. Comments? Like they're all staring at each other like,
sure,
what?
Sure glad we got to waste our time on that,
yeah,
Your Honor.
Like, what?
You know, when I was when I first became a deputy district attorney way back in 2005, I had the benefit, the elected DA, it was a smaller county, and the elected DA could come in and actually talk to the new attorneys. It wasn't one of those where you never see the elected DA. And he gave me the best piece of advice. That was my second, third day on the job. And he said, you know, I want you to remember this. There's the can we analysis, and then there's the should we analysis. And you'll find that oftentimes prosecutors, if they don't check themselves, always gravitate to what they can prosecute, and they sometimes forget, should we prosecute this? But I don't want you to ever forget that. And I held that my entire career as prosecutor in two different states.
Some have issues that they think, I can, I'm going to do it and push my career. That's what you've got to be careful of.
But don't you think police officers occasionally need to ask themselves that same thing? I mean, it's not just the prosecutorial line of the justice system. There's a point, you know, where you interface with the public. Don't you think that question should be asked then?
I'm going to disagree with you on the use of the word occasionally. I think that law enforcement officers should make that analysis every time they encounter somebody. Now, most of the time it's going to lead to an arrest. But if they do that analysis, can I? Yes. Should I? Yes, it, now they're safe. But if they forget to do that,
right,
you're going to get people arrested on stuff that.
But you got to be careful.
Probably shouldn't.
I'm jumping on the police officer's side. Sometimes they have. This is a unique situation. But a lot of times they have a half a second to make that decision, right? Or a second. So, we're not here to bash officers at all.
No, no, no. I'm just making the point that when you've got a little old lady in a scooter, somebody there should have looked at someone else and said,
well, wait a minute. Really? Well, time.
You know what? This was like 3 weeks in a row. She's driving on the sidewalks and she's not wearing a helmet and we've given her warnings.
Right.
We need to make a point here. That's probably what happened.
I bet you that's exactly.
You know, and then they just overcharged, thinking that it was going to make the point, and it should not have been overcharged.
Let her keep riding and give her the $25 fine, just like that movie. What was that movie I just told you about that I watched with Jenny
McGarner? Murphy's Romance.
Murphy's Romance, and guess what? That was the one he kept parking in front of his drugstore, and because they put in a little parking meter, and this was in the 80s, and he got mad about it because he's been there forever, you know, and his family grew up in that little town. And so he'd pay that. They would give him tickets constantly. He'd go pay the fine every single month. And they finally tore out posters and stuff saying this is ridiculous. And finally they tore out. It shows a scene of them tearing out the little
parking meter.
Yeah. So
pick your fights.
That sounds like a
pick
sweet show.
It actually is not a bad. My wife's like, you want to turn it off? I said, no, it makes you feel good. It's a feel-good show. Speaking of feel-good and judges, it was interesting how we've talked about, and again, I'm still shocked about this Oregon case. The lower court judge should have said, come on, man, this is ridiculous.
Trial judge should have tossed
this thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But what's going on? We have a frustrated judge about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game being moved out of Atlanta. Todd, that's up your alley. You are an absolute, you're an announcer and a prosecutor.
Former prosecutor, defense attorney.
Wait a minute, announcer for baseball.
That's right. That's right. I was actually.
Are you called announcer or broadcaster?
I was play-by-play guy.
Play-by-play.
Chief cook and bottle washer sometimes. But, I was doing a game last night, so I'm a little sleepy this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about this case here. Make sure. Yeah, we talk about this case. What happened is, for those of you, we'll set it up really quickly. For those of you that know, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is supposed to be played in Atlanta this year. However, because of a recent change in their voting law, Major League Baseball decided to move the game, and an outside group has come in to try to force the game to be reinstated and played in Atlanta. And we come back, we're going to talk about how the federal judge that was hearing this case initially responded to the lawyer's arguments. Kind of interesting.
And then we're going to expand on that. We'll be back.
All right, stay tuned. As Fred and Todd have told you, there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here, and we hope you can stay tuned for that. We'll continue in a moment.
RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirk.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Todd, you were talking about this Major League Baseball All-Star Game case.
Yeah, so the lawyer for this group, I'm trying to find the Jobs Creator Network, that's the group that was seeking to file to get a judge to grant an injunction forcing Major League Baseball to move the All-Star Game back to Atlanta. He starts making his argument, and really, you know, he went in and was trying to argue essentially the merits of the law that was passed in Georgia that was the reason why they decided to move the All-Star game. And essentially the judge cut him off, and the judge's reasoning, and I agree with the judge's reasoning, whether or not you agree with the law is irrelevant. What matters is, can the judge force them to put the All-Star game back in Atlanta? And the merits or lack thereof, whatever your opinion is of the law, really has nothing to do with whether or not the court can force this game back to Atlanta. So this guy went in with all the arguments he wanted to make, which, you know, look, that may make for great press if you're doing a news conference or you want to talk to your base, your constituents or whatever, but just had nothing to do with the court's authority to move this back. And the judge pretty much cut him off at the knees and said, essentially, for God's sake, this argument is so muddled, it doesn't make any sense here. And you know, when you're in court and you have a judge, you can tell by body language if the judge is buying your argument. That was one of the things when they said they were going to start doing these Supreme Court hearings via telephone.
Pre-COVID, by the way, too.
You mean via video conference?
Well, they started out with telephones on the U.S. Supreme Court. It was just a telephonic argument. And the big issue there was, I'm sorry, if you're making an argument, you need to tell from body language how the court is responding, which judges you, especially if it's an appellate panel, you got more than one judge. Okay, who looks like they're with me? Because I'm going to talk to them and I'm going to avoid the people that aren't. You can't tell any of that on the telephone. So the point is, you start out, you're making an argument, and you need to judge the demeanor of the court when you're doing that. And if it is off, if they're giving you a look like, what the heck are you talking about? Things aren't going to go well for you. I'm sure we've all had that. Fred, you and I were talking about this at the break here. You ever prepared an argument? And in your mind, it sounds so good. Now, look, this doesn't always have to be in the legal realm. It can be like if maybe you're going to have a discussion with your significant other. Maybe you're going to go in and ask for a raise in your job. But you have everything planned out. And you are confident right up until the time you open your mouth to make the argument that you spent the last 24 hours preparing for, and you realize, I have built a house on sand. You ever had that argument?
Well, what's interesting about that, I was going to say, you look at the person's expressions and stuff like that, and I just wrote an article that came out on PR Newswire, and it's in Yahoo Finance News, et cetera. I think Market Watch picked it up. There's a number of places that picked it up. It's about we just had a jury trial, our law firm, with masked-up jurors sitting all around the courtroom and behind the lawyers. And part of it is exactly like you say, Todd. The judges even is masked up. The expressions, the body language, more than the body language, I'm going to add the expressions on their face. And it's difficult to determine what's going on with the expression on the face with the judge. Because you know as well as I do, you've seen the judges before roll their eyes, which you can kind of see, but their look, their mouth opens up or something in their expression, their smile or not smile. The way they look at you a lot of times is like, oh my gosh, I'm going south.
So the courtroom as theater, this is not just a metaphorical term. It is literal in the sense that you've got to know where your audience is. And you've got to know your audience, how they're responding to what you're doing.
At all times, not just the judge, but the jury.
Sure.
Like the jury, when you try a case, you look at the jury. If they are getting bored, you could see it. That means, all right, you've made your point, move on, right? Denise, you do that all
absolutely
the time, too.
Well, I don't do jury, but...
But you do judges.
Yes.
Move on or not. You could tell them, look at you, give this look. But the jury, sometimes they're like, half of them are sleeping. It's like, okay, I'm not getting my point across.
But even when you're analyzing a jury, it still falls into the category of an educated guess. I did a lot of trials when I was with the DA's office. And in those trials... As many as I had done, I remember one case in particular. We were trying to have a guy committed to the state mental hospital from prison as a sexually violent predator. And you got to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt. 12 members of the community, the jury, has to do that. And I thought, as I looked out there, you know, the at least two, I thought, were in lockstep with this decision to go ahead and that they were going to vote my way, and they were the two that hung up. It the jury ended up being a hung jury. We had to look at retrying it. It was 10-2. And those were the two that went opposite what I was arguing. I thought, my gosh, from body language and the way they were interacting, I thought that they were in lockstep with the argument and everything was fine, but not so much. So you can come close with looking at body language, but you don't always know unless it's a situation where you're trying to make an argument with your spouse or significant other, and then you always know.
So what about
always know?
So this baseball case, let's get back to that, because the important part about this case that I loved was that she said you can't show that just being a Georgia resident is a protected class because they were taking away this all-star game from the Georgia residences at residents, and number one, and number two, you lack standing. Your plaintiffs lack standing. That means you haven't been damaged in any special way that you can actually state a cause of action and be able to carry on the suit. And so the judge in this case, actually dismissed the case, didn't she?
Well, it's her frustration. I see, we all look at things different ways, but I looked at it as a frustration. And
but I don't think she dismissed it out of frustration.
No. But I'm just saying it was interesting to see her frustration.
But the overarching argument there, Fred, was you take the game out, and then all the little businesses, all the little vendors, they all suffer because
that's
of that.
That's a complete...
So to clarify, she did not dismiss the case. the case is not at the dismissal stage yet, but based upon the attitude that she had toward the arguments, and she makes sense. I mean, I don't know how these folks that came in have standing. Essentially, people are aggrieved are the ones that should be the ones taking cases to court, and she felt that this group did not. But based upon the attitude that she had toward the case and the way that she was talking about it, it doesn't look good for the case moving forward.
I think the plaintiffs have a choice to whether or not they're going to pursue it further.
There's probably a technical way for them to proceed forward, but the court had not dismissed it at this point.
Yeah, the point that I was making on this that I like, and by the way, 855-LAW-RADIO, if you want to call in 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234 if you want to comment. You know, what's interesting to me is just – I reflected back at dealing with judges and judges dealing with attorneys. And you guys are all getting on the technicalities of this, which is great. But I looked at the overall general issue of, I remember those days sometimes when you just, like Todd said, the judge isn't happy, and sometimes judges snap at mainly the lawyers. It's pretty rare they'll snap at a plaintiff or a defendant. But the lawyers, it's like, you know better, right? You know better. And it's funny to see the younger lawyers sometimes, they'll argue back. It's like, dude, I have so many, the times I've sat there waiting for my hearing, you know, and then someone's arguing, it's a young lawyer. Dumb lawyer, shut your mouth. He told you or she told you multiple times what she wants or he wants, and just shut up and move on. Go to the next point and try to get the next point.
Now, the tough thing for lawyers is oftentimes a court will come in and say, okay, we're here today for this contested issue. You guys have both filed your briefs, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to make your arguments as well, but I'm going to tell you which way I'm leaning. And the court will go, and the court sort of tips their hand as to the way they're going, and they might even reference some things in briefs and stuff. And then they'll turn it over to the attorneys. Now, what arguments do you want to make? Now, a seasoned attorney can sometimes read the tea leaves and realize, if I try to make the argument that I wanted to make based upon what the court just said, it will not go well for me or my client. It's best for me at this point to just say, submitted, Your Honor, we're done. The problem is explaining that to your client afterwards when they wonder why you weren't jumping up and down on the table the way they see in the movies and on TV, and you're like, that would not have helped you, trust me. And it makes it difficult, but it goes to a seasoned attorney versus a not seasoned attorney.
Right. Sometimes you take the three wins and eat the two losses in your argument. So we're going to be back hour number two, Cal. Take us out and tell them what they're going to enjoy about hour number two.
Well, first off, there's a case or no case that's going to take you to New Jersey. Let's not forget that. And then much more fascinating discussion with our super smart panel of lawyers. It's all coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. RadioLawTalk.com, of course, and on many of your favorite radio stations. We're glad you're listening. We thank you. We'll continue in a bit.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.